I'm going to read mostly from this poem sequence called Wildfire, which is a kind of authoritarian and polemical verse essay on obscurity and illumination. And it's broken down into about a bunch of different sections, sort of thematically organized. And it's a kind of investigation of the history of the mythic weapon, Greek fire, and also about white phosphorus, another weapon which we know a bit more about. And the sections are based around such sort of themes as the philosophy of fire, the delivery systems, the questions of law, the physical effects, and chemistry, in a roundabout sort of a way. And it may be a verse essay on obscurity. It's not supposed to be an obscure text, and actually it's going to all be online in a sort of interlinked website. So the source texts will actually be there if you're interested in seeing that. It'll be on dispatx.com. So, pyrotechne, which is to say, a cleansing. At the peat level in Umintong, man, grove, and indigo, the densities of flora which deaden radio signals. How can this long advert get through a history in which all events are the same? Who wants to know life is getting better, depending on you in Khao Mau, Numenia? Some fanatical voices on the radio. They don't know how right they are. To be dispersed as a mist or a foam, an alphabet crossways. But the chemical legacy remains, conserved in DNA, this element one of five on which all life depends. Bearing light into darkest English to unlock the manufacturing process and reveal a simple premise incubated by strife. I am making us a fireball of Augur of Bay. I would like to call your attention. Here's the church, here's the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people dipping their digits into a font of automatic fire. Clothes of the damaged to be baptized in saline, tunics of the irrecuperable can melt on them. If you dip a finger in it, it burns like a candle but produces no injury. So open the texts, the source code, a closely guarded state secret punishable immediate thunder. Find what was keeping in the beehatch pocket, the abandoned Adarinus, burned houses in the mountains and the mountain itself. Find ourselves in a coin war, primed to consume the burnt, the wood, the stones, the dust. Lick up the water in the trench to pay whatever it costs in broken vessels. All things are in equal exchange for fire, and fire for all things, as goods are for gold and gold for goods. If that is true, if money is sterile, and blood in exchange carries congenital defect, all life on fire going out and rekindling in a circuit, then destruction, the rule of measure in change for moderns like me, to circumvent the law through ceremonial renaming, e.g. Mark 77, Mirabilis, Reform. But to code in simple fricative repeats, a cop-out you process, as if repetition signals endurance. Wildfire is nothing wild. Modified, clawed broiler and combust engine all made in cities, though energy is natural, a fountain arcs illumination from Texas to Medes. It mules and flashes its tongue on the trays. Fire alone can be fed. We keep it captive, like a vestal helpmeet, lady, or return it to the wild, let it fly from canisters, a living payload, to prowl the brush, bed down an acreage. The Persians back their kitchens on the large and bright free fire, by which the clerical resistance can flow perpetually. Rag-headed splinters drenched in the Tiber by frenzied women. In Lebanon, they were waiting for the pitch. Told by the CEO to wipe the grass and young plants in the dog days, we bury our hopes. In the autumn, rain begins to fall. The earth takes its fire to all the inhabitants. As if the planet were a woman, living, turned against us, and the stars pinhole cameras in a lacquer of burning bark around a tree. I have tried to make in a month what the sun accomplishes in a year, as in the brass sphere, an excess, believing, if in fire we are in our element, then something can displace us, that the magic's in the recitation. I might find not fire, but thick water.